半导体不是只有护国神山，想投资真正的隐形英雄，力争上游就对了。国内首档锁定全球半导体上游设备与材料厂的 ETF， 中信上游半导体，股票代号00941，带你与科技王者中的王者同行，指导半导体核心财富。2月26到3月1号称王募集，申购速洽中国信托投信与全台各大证券商。投资一定有风险，基金投资有赚有赔，申购前应详阅公开说明书。
Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 57 points this morning from last Wednesday's close at 20,395 on turnover of 9.1 billion NT. The market shed more than 100 points last Wednesday, the final day of the trading week. Market sentiment was negatively affected by both the magnitude 7.2 earthquake that struck earlier that day and losses on Wall Street overnight. The bellwether electronics sector led the downturn. Investors were concerned about the possible impact on production resulting from the Tembler. The government of the Czech Republic says it is investigating allegations that a Chinese diplomat tailed Vice President-elect Xiaobi Kim during her visit to the country last month. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the statement by Czech officials comes after Taiwan's representative office in Prague contacted authorities. There were reports by a news site that a Chinese diplomat was stopped by police while following Xiao's motorcade. The report by a Prague-based news site says Chinese governmental surveillance continued until Xiao arrived at her hotel in the Czech capital. Xiao visited the Czech Republic from March 17th to 19th to speak at a seminar. And health authorities in Taipei say two more restaurants in the city owned by Wow Prime have been temporarily closed after 22 people reported falling ill with symptoms of food poisoning. According to the city government, the 22 people sought medical attention and reported symptoms including vomiting and diarrhea after eating at True Wow and Xiangla Spicy Hot Pot. Both are located in the same building in the city's Ximending shopping district. The 22 patients dined at the restaurants between April 2nd and 4th. Health authorities have carried out inspections at the two restaurants and found multiple problems. They are also testing food and environmental samples. In international news, police authorities in Nigeria say operatives of the force have rescued over 100 victims of kidnapping in the country. The hostages were abducted by gunmen in Katsina State in the country's northwest region from March 1st to 31st. Tassem Akende reports from Jos.
Police spokesman in the state, Sadiq Aliu, says over 600 rustled animals have also been recovered. The authorities say 64 suspects have been arrested in connection with the cases and will be charged to court. The state has been battling cases of kidnapping for ransom for years, but the government says it's doing everything possible to defeat it. The state government has inaugurated a community watch initiative comprising thousands of young people to complement efforts of conventional security agencies in the fight against kidnapping. President Bola Tinubu has also directed heads of security agencies to ensure banditry and other forms of criminality in the country are defeated. Tassem Akende, Jos.
And British charity fundraiser Russ Cook has reached the northernmost point of Africa after completing a year-long quest to run the length of the continent. Dozens of supporters cheered Sunday as Cook reached a rocky outcrop in northern Tunisia. The 27-year-old set off from South Africa in April of last year. He has run more than 16,000 kilometers across 16 countries in 352 days. The run has raised more than $870,000 for charities that work with homeless young people and helps displaced people from Western Sahara. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.